Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Cliff Inico being back on the show. Cliff is a long time, coming up on 9-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? He's an attorney, and we love him anyway. And he specializes in small business, which is one of the reasons why we love him so much, because he helps small businesses with their legal issues, especially folks who do business on eBay. He wrote the eBay Marketing Bible. He also wrote the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book and many others. And he's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right back at you. Hey, Cliff, a lot of people have made a lot of money selling on the online markets. And some of them have also gotten themselves into trouble, haven't they?
They sure have. Well, here's what's happening. Here's some of the latest things that are going on. And it's not just eBay, too. It's people who sell on Amazon and Etsy and some of these other sites. When you start selling online, the first crisis that you have in your life is when you run out of stuff in your attic. So I always joke that every business on eBay and Amazon has three distinct stages. There's the attic stage, where you're just cleaning out your house, and mm-hmm. it's just a hobby, and you're having mm-hmm. fun, and then all of a sudden you realize that somebody in Guatemala actually wants your broken old crib from when you were a kid,
right.
That kind of thing. Then you go to the next stage, which I call the dumpster diving stage. That's when you drive around your neighborhood mm-hmm. and see what people are throwing away on trash day. Seriously, I put my garbage out, and if there's anything in there, like an old electronic telephone or something, it's gone before the garbage guys pick it up. So there are people even in my neighborhood that are doing this. And then the third stage I call the flea market stage. That's where you go to flea markets with a roll of $100 bills and a truck mm-hmm. of illegal immigrants in the back. And you basically go up to somebody, if you like their stuff, you'll say, hey, how much would you like an early date today? I'll give you $200 for everything you got here. And if someone says yes, you whistle and Juan and Julio come over and they haul everything in the truck. Those are the three stages of an eBay and Amazon business, mm-hmm. Jim, I think. But seriously, the point in all of that is there comes a point where you run out of stuff to sell, and then what do you do? There are a lot of people out there right now that are reselling other people's stuff on eBay. And there's a number of different ways they do it. I mean, we've talked before about retail arbitrage, where you go someplace, you buy something at full retail with sales tax, and then you go and you sell it online and you make even more money because there's a lot of people in the country who can't find that stuff.
Right.
They call that retail arbitrage. But what a lot of people are doing now, and this is what I wanted to talk about today, what they're doing is they're taking other people's stuff. Sometimes it's generic merchandise. Sometimes it's actually other branded merchandise. And they're putting their own label
on it.
They're taking that out of the package. They're using their own packaging, their own labeling. They actually have a name for it. They call it private labeling.
Uh-huh.
Is what they call it. And it's the latest.
So they take something that has that is packaged in a registered trademark package out and put it in their package.
Right.
And
that is the reason for this for the call today, Jim. I got to alert people, you can't really do that.
No.
You really can't. Now, there are places in China where you can buy generic merchandise that doesn't have a label on it, that's unbranded, and they specifically intend that you're going to put up your own label on it. And there are websites where you can find out about this. eBay and Amazon mm-hmm. both have places where you can actually hook up with these people overseas. And that's one thing. If the stuff is unbranded, if it's not, and of course, assuming it's not counterfeit, if it's unbranded generic merchandise and you're just putting your label on it.
What if it's somebody else's stuff, but it's used?
Well, here's the thing. If you're using the generic merchandise, that's perfectly okay. But if you're using somebody else's branded merchandise and you're slapping your own branding, your own label, your own barcodes, you are committing trademark infringement,
mm-hmm.
And they can sue you for that.
So even if you said, okay, this is a Dremel drill that I'm delivering in my packaging.
That's right.
I can do that.
Well, let's put it this way.
As long as I identify, as long as I identify what's inside.
People are doing it. They are putting their own label on stuff.
But I mean, if you don't act like what's inside is your stuff or is non-branded, if you say this is a Dremel drill or whatever that I'm putting in my packaging, because you can get away with that, can't you?
Well, to a certain extent, you can. You can put your own barcode on somebody else's merchandise and resell. Barcodes are not trademarks.
Right.
I consider that. But when you are going and you're taking a Dremel's drill and you're saying, this is a Cliff Enicode drill.
Right. No, you can't do that. Right.
You absolutely cannot do that. And yet there are people out there that are doing it. And,
wow.
You know, and even
and
if
it's... That'll get you put in jail.
Well, it'll get you thrown off eBay and Amazon a lot sooner. What'll happen is the manufacturers are always trolling eBay and Amazon looking for this kind of stuff. And if they see you doing stuff like that, they'll have you shut down in 24 hours.
Have you shut down, but they can also come after you for damages.
They sure can. They absolutely can.
Cause a whole lot of trouble. So don't do that, folks. Never mind the fact that it's the wrong thing to do. Quick break, 17 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.